Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Baidu has opened up its new AI tool. Australians are dropping reward promotions due to lack of payback, and Apple is to clean up its app store. Baidu has opened up one of its machine learning tools to the internet's AI developer community, following in the footsteps of other internet giants Microsoft, Google, and Facebook. The company's Paddle tool is now open source. Baidu says that the advantages the tool has over its Western rivals is its simplicity, claiming that it's more approachable for newcomers. Xu Wei, leader of the Paddle development team, said that before wide adoption of the product can happen, engineers and developers need to have an easy-to-use framework, adding that an example of this ease is the toolkit's machine translation, which requires less than 25% of the coding of its rivals. The move by tech companies to make complex AI programs available to the public is to shape the development of a rapidly growing field whilst allowing the firms to find new talent. A survey from the first half of 2016 shows why Australian internet users are dropping loyalty programs. According to the report from Directivity, the sudden drop in growth of loyalty promotions over the last 3 years in the country is due to a lack of rewards received by customers. Of those asked why they had stopped participating in a loyalty program, over half said they weren't earning points or rewards fast enough. Other reasons cited were that they were a hassle or rewards changed, but they came back far behind the lack of payback. This year, a similar report from Nielsen revealed that a third of users in the Asia-Pacific region said that the presence of reward systems was influential in their decision to shop somewhere, but on the evidence found in Australia, marketers may need to improve payoff in order to get long-term business. Apple has announced that it's to start removing outdated or dead apps from its App Store. According to the company, on the 7th of September, it'll begin implementing a system that will evaluate each app and remove any that are sufficiently outdated or no longer function as intended. Currently, the App Store has around 2 million apps available on iOS, with around an extra 100,000 new apps submitted to Apple every week. However, problems arise when apps go out of date, for example, when they're created on one version of iOS, which is then updated and the app is not. Additionally, Apple also said that it will begin limiting the character limit of app names to stop developers using extremely long app names, which also include descriptions and terms, which in turn reduce the value of a user's search. A new social media site has been launched called Hello.com, created by the same people who, along with Google, were responsible for the Orkut social network. Hello allows users to pick 5 personas and communities to be part of. Founder of the site, Orkut Boyacoctin, describes the new platform as being less about online relationships and more about the things that users love. He said that he was confident the more we connect, the more beautiful it will become, adding that Hello.com aimed to make people friendlier online. Unusually text-based posts are not permitted on the platform, making the experience very visual, but currently it does not support video. And finally, an unmanned SpaceX rocket exploded during launch, destroying a satellite intended for a Facebook internet scheme. The satellite, which was part of the payload of the $200 million rocket, was set to be used to provide internet connectivity to sub-Saharan Africa. No one was hurt in the blast, and Mark Zuckerberg called the incident deeply disappointing, adding that the company remained committed to our mission of connecting everyone on Earth to the internet. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.